Hello and welcome. This is Pastor Lucy Painter with your daily insights. We are talking about the test of abundance. And over the past 2 days, we've seen how abundance can be a test for us. And we have seen how we sometimes fail that test. But it's not always true that being blessed in abundance will drive you away from the Lord, because you have replaced him with a blessing, or you have forgotten where you came from, as we said the other day. Sometimes it's quite the opposite. And this is what I want us to talk about today. What happens when it's the craving for that abundance that pulls you away from the Lord? What happens when you want it so bad and it's right there within you, reach, but it seems like the only way to get it is by falling off the wagon? Our reference story today is from Genesis 13, 1 to 4. So if you can read that and probably the preceding chapters to get a clear story. In this story, Abraham is coming from Egypt, where he had gone despite the Lord having commanded him earlier to go to Canaan. What happened is, there had been a famine in Canaan and Abraham chose to go to Egypt and escape it. The fact is, famine or no famine, he did not bother to consult the same authority that had commanded him to go to Canaan. He did what so many of us have done before. He looked across to the other side, saw affluence, plenty, and crossed over. Yes, there was an abundant harvest in Egypt, and moving there was rational. I'm sure he could have explained it better than we do when we trade God for riches. But the fact remains that he failed in faith. He failed the test because he did not trust in the safety of the promises of God. And if you read the previous chapters, you realize that as much as he gained the wealth described at the beginning of chapter 13, he went through disgrace and humiliation. He almost lost his beautiful wife to the king. But look what happens here. Abraham interrupts his own course by disobedience. He realized, after everything had happened later, he realized that he had wandered off the right path and decides to go back to where he had lost his way up. He goes back to the beginning, back to the place where he had built an altar for God, back to the place of penitence, back to where he belonged, back to what he should have been doing all along. He went back to the place of worship. And this is what the Word of God is cautioning us against today. The temptation of following abundance outside of God. Yes, we are praying for it. We are asking the Lord for abundance this year. But it's my prayer that we do not go down the path Abraham had gone, that we may trust in the safety of the promises of God. People might be getting bountiful harvest out there, engaging in all kinds of activities that we know as believers we shouldn't engage in. But he who called us to faith is aware of all that, and his command is to remain in Canaan, to remain in faith and in obedience to him, and he shall provide. His providence never runs out. It's my prayer that we do not fail the test of abundance at this stage. May we not be blinded by the seemingly easier ways of the world to abandon our faith in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Shalom, this is Pastor Lucy Painter with your daily insight, and this is Test of Abundance, Day 3.